Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Rock Hounds and the Arkansas Travelers one more time around. A series that has been intriguing to say the least. Precious little offense for the first three. The Travelers broke loose a couple of nights ago with a 7-4 win, and the Rock Hounds riding a Henry Bolte three-run home run and a terrific combination of debuts for the Rock Hounds on the mound to a 5-1 win last night in game number five of the set. Sunday afternoon baseball. Travs have just taken the diamond. Give you the pitching matchup here in a couple of moments. The Rockhounds bidding for a split of this series, and the Travelers bidding for, of course, the outright win in this six-game set. So game number six just a couple of moments away. A little bit of breeze in this sunshiny Sunday afternoon. Let's take you downstairs for the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Mound on this Sunday afternoon, Brandon Garcia, who makes his sixth start since being called up from advanced single A to the Travelers. And just the way the schedule has broken down, Brandon pitching twice in each of the two series between these two ball clubs. Again, that's just the way the schedule works. So of his six starts, four will be against the Rockhounds. He has been really good in this season series. He's 0-1 with a 2.13 ERA. Jake Walkinshaw will start for the Rockhounds. James Gonzalez will also pitch this afternoon. Jake, just his second appearance of the year, and again, after missing a full year, one of the really good stories for the Rockhounds and really for the Oakland A's is Jake back to the mound. Brandon Garcia, baseball in hand, kick back, relax on this Sunday afternoon. How about we take you out to the ball game? Rockhounds and Travelers coming up. First pitch of the ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And we'll start this ball game with 91 degrees, and the heat index just a moment ago touched right at 100. Again, a little bit of humidity in this part of the world. Denzel Clark will be the leadoff batter again for the Rockhounds through the third straight game. Boy, Diaz had, even though the series has not been a big one for offense, Diaz had a really good series. So he will lead it off. He's the DH on this Sunday afternoon for the Rockhounds. Denzel Clark stands in, and Brandon Garcia, left-hander, looks in for his sign from Jake Anchia. Let's play some baseball one more time from North Little Rock, Arkansas. First pitch, and he goes after it, fouls it away. And it's 0-1. Brian, I owe you one, brother. He is the center fielder, batting number two. Brian Guelbas on deck for the Rockhounds. Garcia with a turn in the pitch, and that is sliced foul as well out of play. Quick 0-2 count to Denzel. Henry Bolte, boy, he was front and center last night, scored one, drove in three. He's in right field batting third. Henry Bolte, Hounds right fielder. Denzel waits with an 0-2 count, and Garcia gets him. A breaking pitch swung on and missed, so a three-pitch strikeout for Brandon Garcia to start this ballgame. He announces his presence with authority. One up, one down. Here is Brian Wellbus. Brendan Malone, after a rare night off, will bat number four. He's the cleanup batter, the first baseman, Brendan Malone. Jack Winkler batting fifth at second base. Jack Winkler, Hounds second baseman. Garcia with the turn and delivery and a called strike inside corner. Boy, good aggressive pitch. Just got there, 0-1. Shane McGuire behind the plate batting sixth. Shane will do the catching in the sixth spot. Garcia's 0-1. That's down and in. And almost got him on the shoot tops. One ball, one strike. Junior Perez batting seventh and playing the seventh position. Junior Perez in left field. Jordan Groshans at third base batting eighth. Jordan at the hot corner. And Uribiel Angeles is the shortstop batting ninth. He had a good ball game yesterday. Backdoor pitch called strike 1-2. Angeles is the shortstop, and he'll round it out. 1-2 count to Brian Buelvas. Base is empty and one man down. Backdoor pitch just a bit wide by Garcia. 2-2. Well, that had to be a scary pitch. It was trying for the outside corner, just wrapped around it. 2-2 the count. The stretch, delivery on the way down, and in. Count goes full to Brian, 3-2. Clark, Buelvas, and Bolte up top. Malone, Winkler, and McGuire in the middle of the order. And Perez, Groshans, and Angeles will round it out. Payoff pitch to Brian Buelvas. Check swing. Oh, they say he went. No appeal even. Check swing strike. And a check swing strikeout for Brandon Garcia. So two up, two down, both on whiffs. And here's Henry Bolte. Well, Henry was big yesterday. Got on base, stole a base after a walk. Scored a go-ahead run for the Rockhounds. Made it 2-1 in his three-run homer. Really the decisive swing of the game in the 5-1 win. Swings and misses here. Comes up empty, 0-1. This is not a ballpark in which the baseball travels very well. It's almost mythic in the way the baseball normally doesn't travel a lot. But, boy, we've seen two or three massive swings in this series. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-1. Talking to Gregorio Petit today about that very thing. And, boy, a couple of the swings. Brian Buelvas had one and Jeremy Ironman had one. Swing and a miss down and in. It's 1-2. Henry sent a high fly ball out two nights ago. Got just outside the fence down the left field line and then ripped one out of here yesterday. So homers in two straight games. Down to the count here, though, 1-2. Pitch from Garcia. He strikes out the side. Pitch down to the zone, and Henry chased it. So Brandon Garcia, and again, he's been really good against the Rockhounds. He's been flat out really good all season after starting the year at Everett. So three up, three down, and he strikes out the side. Does the Travelers left-hander. So a half inning in the books. Rockhounds, boy, yeah, they are shackled in the first inning. So it's the Rockhounds nothing in against right-hander Jake Walkinshaw. And it will make the start in this ball game. Arkansas Travelers are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com. Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Harry Ford leads it off in the bottom half of the first inning. Jake Walkinshaw delivers outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Harry Ford back in the lineup for the first time since these teams met a few weeks ago at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Takes a called strike. It's 1-1. He and the guy on deck, Cole Young, are the top two prospects in the Seattle Mariners organization, according to the MLB.com pipeline. Ford waits, pitched by Jake, and that's inside for a ball 2-1. Ford, a catcher by trade, DH in this game. He's been battling back spasms. Has kept him out. He's had a very solid season, as has Cole Young, the two outstanding prospects, both just 21 years old. A little swinging bunt. Boy, that's going to be a base hit. Dribble on the third baseline. Jake makes the play, but no way to get him. And Harry Ford will beat out an absolute Baltimore chop. I said swinging bunt, but really it was a Baltimore chop. It was just a big high chopper that got about halfway up the third base side. And Ford runs really well. I know I said he's a catcher, and he is, but he can flat-out fly. He's got 22 stolen bases. So an infield base hit. Let's see if Harry Ford might be running here. And here is Cole Young. Cole, by the way, just turned 21 just before the start of this series. I think I've been saying 20, but he's just turned 21. Takes down and in for a ball. It's 1-0. So two very good prospects, and both of them very young. Cole Young back at shortstop in this ball game. Played second base yesterday. Mariners want to get a look at him at second as well. Swings as a high fly ball left field. This ball toward the line. Junior Perez on the run. But that's going to drop on the line. And I think bounced out of play. It'll be a ground rule double. Boy, Jake Walkinshaw, my goodness, where's the snake bite remedy? A Baltimore chop for a base hit and a fly ball, lazy fly ball. Little ways down the line, and it just fell to the earth about a foot, maybe two inside the chalk line, bounced up out of play. So Cole Young with a ground rule double on a fly ball, not hard hit down the left field line. So with Jake really a bit of snake bite here. Here's Hogan Windisch, and boy, the Travelers are in business. Second and third, nobody out. Windisch takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Hogan Windisch batting third. He is playing the three spot. Hogan Windisch, the first baseman for Arkansas. Ben Williamson on deck, third baseman. Ben Williamson is the cleanup batter. Second and third, nobody out. Arkansas's pitch, ground ball sharply hit. Jordan Groshans will make the play. Run will score. He looks the runner back at second base, but an RBI bounce out. Travelers are on the board. So Hogan Windisch, with his 40th RBI of this season, brings home Harry Ford. Out is reported. Runner does not move up from second. And here's Ben Williamson. Brock Rodden on deck. He's the second baseman. Brock Rodden batting fifth. Caden Polkovich, the left fielder, batting sixth. Polkovich in left field. Jake comes set. Williamson waits from the right side. Takes a pitch down and away for ball one. Victor Labrada, right fielder, batting seventh. Labrada in right. Jake Anchia catching and batting eighth. Anchia behind the plate. And Blake Rambusch in center field rounds it out. Rambusch in center, batting ninth. Walkinshaw's pitch, a breaking ball away. Count is 2-0. So the Travs manufacture an early run. When an infield hit that traveled about 60 feet and a double that was nowhere near the left field corner. Just a fly ball that dropped down the line, pitched down and away to Williamson in a 3-0 count. So a rough start here for Jake. And you know, those first two swings of the bat. A hit is a hit is a hit. But both were a little bit on the fortuitous side, I think you could say. 3-0 to Ben Williamson, right-handed hitter at 249. Jake's pitch will find the outside corner. Count goes 3-1. He pitched on the 28th of July in relief, went three innings and got the win. He gave up one hit in three innings, a walk, and a couple of strikeouts. Stretched by the right-hander. Runner at second, one away, and ball four. Yanked that one down and away. So it is one man, make it two men on, one man out in the inning. Again, Hogan Windisch did bounce out, but he drove home the run. So Brock Rodden will be the batter. Second baseman at 191 since coming up from Everett. Switch hitter, and he's a guy you'll find on the prospect list for the Seattle Mariners. Switch hitter, good defender. Hitting 191, but has five home runs in 31 games. Runners both go, pitch down and in, and there'll be no throw. Double steal. Boy, Trav's doing it all here in this inning. Stolen base for Cole Young is his 17th, and on the backside of that, Ben Williamson gets his 10th. Both guys running, so double steal here in the first inning, and now it's second and third again with one man down and a 1-0 count. The Trav's trying to put something crooked on the board here in this inning. 1-0 pitch from Jake. Ground ball, that's fair ball down the right field line. That'll drive them both in with ease. Rodden will get to second base easily. And then the ball kicks loose a little bit, but he will stop at second base. So the Travs are really rolling here in the bottom of the first inning of play. Brock Rodden with a two-run double down the right field line, and that was sharply hit. So two-run double and a 3-0 lead for the Travs. And that was right over the bag and right down the line. So Paul Abbott, Rockdown's pitching coach, will come out for a visit. It is a 3-0 game with one man on. Again, for Jake, he started last year with the Rockhounds. His season ended due to injury on Mesa. I have no idea what they are playing, by the way, in the public address system, but the two words that come to mind for me would be stop it, but I don't suppose they will. As a longtime musician, I'm sorry, that's just annoying. That really is. Okay. He pitched through May 17th last year, did Jake, then was shut down. He missed the entire rest of the season due to injury. Came back 1 year and 1 week after being sidelined from May 17th of 2023 to June 24th of this year. Made six appearances in the Arizona Complex League, and again has made one appearance with the Rockhounds. So a struggle here in the first, and Caden Polkovich will face him. Time called at home plate. Polkovich hitting 211 on the season, a switch hitter. He'll bat from the left side against the right-hander, Jake Walkinshaw. Runner at second base, Brock Rodden. Pitch swung on, that's hard hit, first base, but Brendan Malone is there. He'll take it himself for the out. Runner advances to third, but Polkovich retired. Three unassisted, so two men down in the inning. And it's just one of those where you're just looking for the exit sign and giving up three, just don't make it four or more. Here's Victor Labrada. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Boy, this kid's got really good speed. 220 batting average, no homers, seven driven in. Had a couple of infield possibilities yesterday. Jeremy Ironman got him by a quarter step with a really strong throw. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0. And then Labrada beat one out. Hit toward first base. Left-handed hitter, too, so he's got that bit of an advantage as well. Runner at third, two man down, three runs in. Walkinshaw's pitch is tapped toward first base, but that's a foul ball. Count is 1-1. Oh boy, a 180 between the top and bottom halves of the first inning. Hounds go in order on strikes. And the Travs put up a hat trick here. And the two hits that triggered the inning again were just those have to drive you nuts as a pitcher. But the Travs also get a walk. They pull a double steal and a sharp double by Brock Rodden. Swinging a foul away off Labrada's bat, and the count is 1-2. By the way, Frisco did defeat San Antonio yesterday, so boy, they're right back and becoming a nemesis for San Antonio. That series has gotten a little nasty. And it's an interesting story that's developing. Pitch is swung on and popped foul left side. Junior Perez gives a long run. Boy, just missed making a tremendous catch running into the screen, 1-2. Riders, one of the coaches is stealing signs. Now, that's fine. I had a great conversation, a couple of them, with Gregorio about this. His take on the game is just terrific. Gregorio says, look, you're all about stealing signs. Now, that doesn't mean with technology. That's flat-out wrong, and well, we all know some of the histories on that. But sign stealing's been part of the game forever. But it's how you do it. Pitch up and away for a ball. It's 2-2. The Hounds objected to something the Riders were doing. Won't go into too much detail, but remember, some tempers flared a little bit when the Riders were last in town. And again, they were in town on Tuesday, and same thing happened few nights ago in San Antonio. Benches cleared a couple of times. No punches thrown, but benches cleared a couple of times. Pitch up high for a ball. 3-2 to Labrada. Sun drifts behind a cloud. The field drifts all the way into shadow now. Runner at third and two men down. But the Riders now 15-2 against San Antonio. Swinging and a miss, and Labrada is out on strikes. So Jake comes back with a good, strong, low fastball. And boy, got victimized a little bit, just saying, and that's just, I think that's just honest. But again, the Travs also did some really good things in that inning, and they score a hat trick. It'll be three runs on three base hits and a walk. One man is left on base. So we have played one inning in this finale of the series. Travs looking for a series win, and they jump out on top to the top half of the second inning of play. Arkansas 3 and the Hounds nothing.
For ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We're at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, one more time around before the Hounds head for home. And I mentioned Frisco is coming to town, so it's going to be an interesting series, that's for sure. Teams, of course, met at the end of the first half at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds took 5 out of 6, but again, the kind of the tone of that series, Frisco had already clinched the first half. Teams split 6 games in the only series to be played at Frisco during the regular season. So it's a big series with things to watch, of course, but top two teams in the Texas League and two of the top teams in all of AA baseball. And, of course, great stuff always at Rocky Town. We'll kick it off with 2-for-1 Tuesday. Coupons available at any Baskin-Robbins location. And let's face it, Baskin-Robbins is a great stop anytime, but especially this time of the year. So the Hounds and Frisco 6-game series opens Tuesday night at 6:30. To the top of the second we go. Brendan Malone leads it off. And, boy, Brandon Garcia was perfect in the first inning. He fires just low here. 1 ball, no strikes. He got 3 Ks, and his team came back and got him 3 runs. A ball and no strikes. Pitch is fouled back by Brendan. Count 1-1. Brendan Malone, Jack Winkler, and Shane McGuire to face the left-hander. Brandon, 6'4", 235, 24 years of age, out of Newport, Rhode Island. That is his home. Started the year with Everett and tore it up in the Northwest League. Swinging a line drive foul. Brandon out in front of that, but ripped it 1-2. Brendan Malone, really, I guess, kind of quietly compared to, of course, the Hounds have had some pretty loud performances with, obviously, Jacob Wilson to start and then Colby Thomas. But Brendan Malone has really been terrific. A 280 average. Takes a called third strike. Outside corner at the knees. And Garcia is absolutely spot on. Well, I mean, that is a... If that pitch got there, and Daniel, by the way, said it did. Well, you just can't do much with that. So 4 up, 4 down, all on strikes. Here's Jack Winkler. First pitch by Garcia, right down the middle. Called strike just above the knees, 0-1. Jack, right-handed hitter at 235. Got the Denzel Clark batting gloves working. Bright orange batting gloves. Swings and fouls. One back. The count is 0-2. Then Jack and Brendan Malone, far and away the most games played this season. Jack playing in his 96th game. This is game 102 for the Hounds. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. The team's packed things up. It'll be 33 games into the half, so sneaking up on the halfway mark of the second half. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's two balls and two strikes. It's really easy arithmetic, by the way. You divide 69 by 2, and then you get 34 and a half. But I don't know why I always think 39 games is a halfway point. Honestly, I have to fight that off. That's ridiculous. It's down and away, 3-2. Anything past basic algebra, I'm lost. But arithmetic, I used to be pretty good at it. And I can't divide 69 into 2. Pitch swung on a little looper down the left field side, but that's a foul ball. That sounded like a broken bat. We'll see. Yep, Jack will get a new piece of lumber. So mention that. That means that basically midway through game two of the series upcoming between the Hounds and Frisco, the second half will be halfway over. Three quarters of the season in the books. Hounds have three homestands remaining. They will host Frisco. The Wichita Wind Surge will come to town in Amarillo to wrap things up. Sod Poodles hanging around in the second half race. They're a ways back, but they're made a little bit of a push late in the first half. Pitch a jack swing and a miss. And Brandon Garcia, five up, five down, all on whips. Man, he keeps this up. He's going to do the old Satchel Paige number and tell all of his defenders to sit down or leave the field. Just leave the catcher. Here's Shane McGuire. Shane, 226, three home runs, 25 driven in. Left-handed hitting catcher. And Garcia now came in with seven walks, 15 strikeouts against the Hounds. He fires a strike in the outside corner. That's just a dart right at the knees, 0-1. 20 strikeouts against seven walks against the Rockhounds. The majority of his starts have been there. Ground ball back up the middle. Shortstop Cole Young was playing near the bag to make the throw easily. Well, Shane McGuire bounces out to shortstop, but he put it in play, and he's the first guy to do so. So Brandon Garcia has been nothing short of sensational here in the early stages of this one. We'll go to the bottom half of the second inning. Travs 3, Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Travelers dominating the early going to this one, a 3-0 score. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Hounds have been 6 up, 6 down, and 5 of them by strikeouts. Travs, meantime, sent 7 batters to the plate in the first inning. Jake Anchia will lead it off. He's the catcher. Blake Rambush will follow, then back to the top of the order for Barry Ford. whose return to the lineup started a three-run inning. The last of the second inning, final game of this six-game series. Jake Walkinshaw's pitch sails high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. And for Jake, this is only his seventh appearance in game competition, of course, in now, what, 14 months, swinging a pop-up, shallow right field. Brendan Malone backpedaling second baseman. I think Jack Winkler will call that. He will make the catch in shallow right field near the line. Pop out to shallow right, and Chia retired. Blake Rambush, the center fielder, is the batter, 221 since being called up from Everett. Jake, May 17th of 2023, and then a year, a month, and a week. So it was 13 months between pitches, so now 14 months. And the Tapper back up, middle shortstop. Angeles makes the play. Boy, nice pick by Brendan Malone. Good play. Rambush runs well. And that ball was, boy, barely got off the ground. Uribe Angeles made a charging play. His throw was a little low, understandably throwing on the run, but nicely handled at first base by Brendan Malone. So tip of the cap to both guys there. Nicely handled. Two up, two down. Here's Harry Ford. Reefs on a Baltimore chop that started a three-run inning. A big high bouncer fell about halfway between the plate and third base, and no chance to get the speedy Harry Ford. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Mentioned catcher by trade, but he's got terrific speed. He's 5'10", 195. Walkinshaw misses with the 0-1, and the count goes one ball, one strike. Harry wheels that bat around a couple of times as Jake goes into his motion. The 1-1 pitch is bounced foul. Got way out in front of that one. Third base side, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Mentioned Frisco. They again beat San Antonio last night. It's just crazy. 15-2. 12-1 at San Antonio. Pitch just low and away. Count is 2-2. So the Rockhounds and the Riders both 20-12. Springfield also 20-12 up north. First half champs in both divisions are at or tied for the top spot. Ground ball, right side, Winkler makes the play, turns, throws, oh, he got him, Jack Winkler! What a play in shallow right field! A spinning throw to first, Harry Ford is fast. That ball was well under the outfield grass, ranging way to his left, Jack Winkler. Boy, and a couple of guys waiting for him to give him a glove-to-glove five on that. That is a tremendous defensive play. Well, that's a work of art. Jack Winkler slap a little leather to the top of the third. We go, Travs 3, Rockhounds nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Junior Perez will lead it off. We'll see if that spectacular defensive play, maybe sparks things a bit here. Chopper toward third, and that'll be a foul. That's a fair ball, and Junior beat it. Boy, that was intriguing. Williamson, he's a terrific defender, so I would never question anything he does. I thought maybe you let that go. But in retrospect, it was a chopper toward the bag. And if you let it go and it goes fair, then that's extra bases. So it's a single for Junior. As the Hounds get a very similar base hit to the one that started the three-run rally for Arkansas. First hit for the Hounds, and here is Jordan Groshans. Jordan looking to bust loose, sends a high fly ball to straightaway center field. Rambush, plenty of room, well hit, but it'll be tracked down short of the track, straightaway center. So well hit, but one man down. Jordan, bit of a slump of late. And here is Uribiel Angeles. 2 for 10, double and a triple. For Uribiel, base runner at first is Junior Perez. Junior's first hit of this series. And a lot of bats have been kept pretty silent. Here's a big high chopper right side. That'll be handled by Rodden. Throws the first to the out. That's a good play by Brock Rodden. Down to second goes Junior. But Angeles bounces out. Nice play. That was a big high top spin bouncer. Junior, of course, advances easily. By the way, Jack Winkler on the play he made in shallow right field on Harry Ford just to get to the ball was impressive. Because he was ranging well to his left, well on the grass, but to turn and somehow make that throw, tremendous defensive play. Here's Denzel, one on and two men down. Swings and sends a high fly ball to center field, not overly deep. Rambush is there, and the Hounds will go quietly. An infield single, but nothing else to go with it. So we will go to the bottom half of inning number three. And it is the Travelers 3 and the Rock Hounds nothing.
It was a game that we will probably never see the likes of again. August 14, 2004, the Rock Hounds and Missions at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. The Missions tie the game at 5-5 in the last of the sixth. The score is still 5-5 as the Rock Hounds come to the plate in the top of the 21st. The teams had played 14 scoreless innings. And Saturday, August 14th, was now Sunday, August 15th at about 1:30 a.m. Nelson Cruz stepped to the plate. I can vividly remember him swinging and missing with such force I thought surely the wind would knock the hat off some guy on the Riverwalk. On the next pitch, Nelson Cruz hit a ball as hard as I have ever seen from the broadcast booth. It went out through the heavy early morning San Antonio air to the left of the batter's eye, about three-quarters of the way up on our rope. The Hounds scored another run and went on to close the game at about 1:45 in the morning by a score of 7-5. Couple of notes. Neither team used a position player to pitch, and the Rock Hounds scored their first five runs against King Felix, future Seattle Mariners great and potential Hall of Famer Felix Hernandez. The current extra innings rules by design make a game such as that one virtually impossible. But 21 innings in the Alamo City, capped by Nelson Cruz's swing, made for some great baseball.
Cole Young will lead it off for the Travelers. He has a double. It was just a fly ball that a little bit more than halfway down the left field line, but it was just a fly ball that dropped. Got a foot or two maybe inside the chalk line. Boy, that really got things going in a three-run first inning. Left-handed hitting shortstop bounces this one foul. Oh, and one. Cole Young, Hogan Windisch, and Ben Williamson will be the trio against right-hander Jake Walkinshaw. Went three innings in his previous start for outing. That was in relief. Pitch up high for a ball here. One and one. Mason Barnett and Chen Zhuang last night, a tremendous piggyback start. Boy, if you're going to have a piggyback, that was absolutely textbook. Swinging a foul back out of play. Mason went the first five, Chen went the next four. Both are really starters, but Mason got the win, gave up one run, a Hogan Windisch home run in the first, and boy, that was it. One run on four hits combined. Swinging a foul back, count stays one and two. Mason, who had faced the Travelers three times previously with Northwest Arkansas, and was very good against them. And last night, outstanding, went five innings, a run on three base hits. Chin Zwong gave up one hit in four innings. Pitch up and away and back to the screen, 2-2. It's a goofy stat, and Chen was really good. Again, he went four scoreless innings. But a kick out of it, in 64 innings at single A, he walked seven batters. He struck out 66 and walked seven. It's a 9.5-1 ratio. Pop foul out of play, 2-2. 9.5-1 ratio. And that's one. And that's really, it's one, about one walk in every nine innings. Almost precisely. And he walked two batters back-to-back in the ninth. But no damage done. Pitch up high for a ball here, 3-2. Cole Young stole his 17th base. Part of a double steal in the first inning. That set the table. Brock Rodden drove in a couple with a double. 3-0 Travs in the third. Pitch swung on. Popped into shallow left center. That's going to drop. And a little duck snort, a diving effort. And the ball up, just eluding the glove of Brian Buelvas. Boy, Tippa, the cap to Brian. He came close to making that play. Little duck snort. The wind pushing a little. It's right to left. Not overly strong. But that was an inside-out swing, tailing away from Buelvas, and he almost got there. So, single into left center, and Cole Young hadn't hit it hard either time up, but he's 2-for-2, and that's a leadoff single. Again, a guy with good speed. So, one on and nobody down. Batter is Ben Williamson. I'm sorry, Hogan Winish. Ben Williamson is on deck. Swinging a foul back. Count is 0-1. Hogan is 0-for-1, but drove in a run with a bounce out to third. He came with runners at second and third after the an infield single and a double. Stretch and pitch, and that ball hit high in the air, left field, not deep. Coming on Perez. Anybody going to get there? Over the shoulder, Angeles makes the catch. Uribiel in shallow left center. Boy, that almost found the Bermuda Triangle. Jordan Groshans pointing the glove in Uribiel's direction, saying, terrific catch. And boy, it was over the shoulder. Maybe the least likely guy of the trio to make the play and made the play. Pop up, shallow left field, one man down. Here's Ben Williamson. Walked, stole the base, and scored his first time up. Paul Abbott coming back out for a second talk with Jake Walkinshaw. I would imagine probably to basically tell him what's left in the tank. I would imagine Jake would go past three innings. Question is, will he get through three? Rockhounds, I think, have James Gonzalez warming. No, take that back. You know, it's not. James will pitch, or at least is expected to pitch in this game, but it's the other of the left-handers throwing. It's not David Leal, it's Colton Johnson, who might serve as a bridge between the two. So one on, one out. Batter is Ben Williamson. Jake comes set, end of delivery on the outside half, called strike, and it's 0-1. Williamson a walk, a steal, and a run scored in the first inning. Windisch actually drove in Harry Ford with the game's first run. Then Brock Rodden had the two-run double. Pitch from Jake down away and back to the screen. And boy, that one caromed off the base of the screen almost enough that Shane McGuire might try to throw down to second base. Cole Young advances on the wild pitch. So a 1-1 count, runner in scoring position. Travelers trying to add to a 3-0 advantage. Set by the right-hander, looking squarely at the runner, now turns and comes to the plate, and that ball's drilled, but foul, boy. Williamson really tattooed that, but that was well foul. One ball and two strikes to count. Last of the third, Travelers 3, Hounds nothing. Hounds took 4 out of 6 from the Travelers at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Travelers trying to return that favor. Travs a little under 500 against the North, and they are 7 over in 43 games against the South Division teams. And, Tom, what do we have? Oh, pitch clock violation. Nope, 2-2. Brock Rodden, who drove in a couple in the first inning, is on deck. Two-two stretch. Runner takes the lead. Pitch fouled away. Fastball up in the zone. Williamson a little bit behind it, and he fouled it away. Count 2-2. Jake will get a little tug on a rosin bag, step back up, and Colton Johnson warming behind him in the bullpen. I would imagine the pitch limit will be strictly adhered to. Cole Young is running. Pitch a small onset the opposite way. Just foul wide of first base. Young was running on the pitch, trying to get to third with one man down, perhaps. So he'll jog back to second base. 2-2 will remain the count here to Ben Williamson. Travelers come in four games behind Springfield in the North Division. Cardinals and Travelers went right down to literally the last game of the first half in deciding the first half pennant in the North. Bouncer foul wide at third base. Well, Travs, talk about frustration. Just the last 2 days of the first half, and they were playing at home. Had they won either game, even just that last, the last weekend, the Saturday, Sunday, they would have won the North, but they dropped them both. Springfield needed to win the last game of the half. They played during the evening after the Travs had lost in the afternoon, and the Cardinals won. Pitch up and in. Here's the throw from McGuire, and got him. High throw, good catch and tag by Jordan Groshans. Cole Young didn't like it. The third base coach, who is not the manager, by the way, didn't care for it, but he's really not arguing. He's just backing up his player a little bit. Caught stealing 2-5. That's a really nice play by both guys, really. Yeah, they discussed it. They didn't care for it, but really not arguing much. Very close play. Cole Young is out. 3-2 is the count to Ben Williamson. Hard throw, a little high, handled nicely by Groshans. Here's a pop-up out towards second base. Jack Winkler on the outfield grass, but this one's routine. And Jack will tuck that away. So Jake Walkinshaw rebounds nicely in the first inning. Really wasn't all he is doing. A little bit of pitching snake bite in there, but the Travelers did indeed score three. We'll go to the top half of the fourth inning, and it is the Travelers 3, the Rockhounds nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
A three-run first inning and a dominant performance from left-hander Brandon Garcia through the first three. And the Travelers lead the Rockhounds 3-0. Brian Buelvas will lead it off against the southpaw in the first pitch called strike outside corner. Boy, he has really been sharp. 0-1. Buelvas will be followed by Henry Bolte and Brendan Malone in the Rockhounds' fourth inning. Travs 3, Hounds nothing. Ground ball out towards second. Waiting for it and making the play is Rodden. Throw to first for the routine out. Brian Buelvas bouncing out. One man down in the inning, and batter is Henry Bolte. Struck out swinging his first time up. Garcia struck out the first five batters he faced. Travelers got a Baltimore chop and a fly ball, just a lazy fly ball double, about halfway down the left field line to start inning number one. But Brian Buelbaugh's not yet to the dugout, so the play will be stopped until Brian gets there. Now he's heading down the dugout steps. Henry stands in, takes right down the middle, called strike 0-1. And Harry Ford got the Baltimore chop. Cole Young, the fly ball, just kind of lazy double, if you will. But again, hey, dropped in fair territory. Here's a bouncing ball foul. It's 0-2. Hogan Windisch drove in a run on a bounce out. Ben Williamson drew a walk. And Brock Rodden, a two-run double down the right field line. That one was sharply hit. Pitch low and away for a ball. 1-2 to the Hounds right fielder. Travelers, three runs on four hits. Delivery, and that will just miss down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. You know, every once in a while you do stuff just in passing. I added 0-0 and got one. I don't think so. There's a swing and a miss, and Bolte out on strikes. Got the first five, did Garcia. That is his sixth strikeout. Second time to him, and Bolte is in up and down on strikes. Here's Brendan Malone. He's caught looking on it. Just a filthy pitch his first time up. Baseball, of course, is one of the few walks of life where filthy is an absolute, if it's the pitcher, it's a compliment. Swing and a foul. If it's not the pitcher, then you're in different territory. Swing and a foul back. So the Travelers, three runs on four hits, no errors. Rockhounds, no runs, one hit. And no errors. Each team has left one man on. Travs have had a caught stealing as well. Pitch outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. Hounds only base runner, an infield single by Junior Perez. Nobody on, and two men out, and the swing and a foul back to the screen. And the count goes 1-2. Jack Winkler would be next, but boy, Brandon Garcia has been very sharp. You mentioned just the way the schedule is broken down since his promotion from Everett. His sixth start, four of them against the Hounds. 1-2 drops low, two balls and two strikes. Teams have met twice, of course. That's a pair of six-game series, but Brandon happened to be the starter in games 1 and 6 of both. 2-2, the count to Brendan Malone. Swings and sends a high fly ball to deep right center field, but on the move and getting there to make the catch is Labrada. Ball hit well into pretty deep right center, but again, baseball just doesn't travel here very much. But through four, Garcia has been near perfect. An infield single is the only base runner that he has allowed. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And in this finale of the series, it's the Travelers 3 and the Rockhounds nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class, so we all know that E equals MC squared, but what about F and G? What are they squared, huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hilliard Office Solutions, you find the solution. Really, maybe the most unique trade, certainly one of the most unique trades in baseball history, actually uncorked on this date. And it was made, by the way, by the remarkable and Hall of Famer and one of the guys who just historically significant, Branch Rickey. He's the man who signed Jackie Robinson. And he was with the Dodgers at the time, and he made a really intriguing trade. And we will touch on that with a really cool sidebar. At least I think it's cool. I hope you will, too. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and boy, it is the Brandon Garcia show and a three-run first inning to back him. And the Hounds will indeed now go to the bullpen, and James Gonzalez, as we expected, will come on to pitch, delivers up high to Brock Rodden for ball one, one ball and no strikes. Switch hitter will swing around and bat from the right side against the Rockhounds left-hander. Stretch and pitch, and that is fouled straight back. And the count is one ball and one strike. Jake Walkinshaw, I think you can probably make a case pitched a little bit better than the numbers would tell you. Gives up three runs in three innings, all of them in the first. But my first two base hits that set the table, again, just were not hard hit balls at all. But yeah, that's part of the game. Bouncer to third, and this is just foul. Jordan Groshans will pursue, one and two. Caden Polkovich and Victor Labrada will follow here in the Travelers' fourth inning. Mentioned the Travs and Springfield down to the wire in the first half. What made that intriguing all the more, and again, they were pretty much head-to-head. Tulsa jumped in the race for a while in the first half down the stretch, but it was the Cardinals and Travelers most of the way, and there was a half game involved, a game that was not made up. Pitched down and in, turned into that. Boy, they're going to appeal. Did he go? Boy, they say no. Wow, last night that's easily a check swing strike. That's not an indictment, by the way. That's just an observation. Check swings, well, I mean, the variance is pretty amazing. There were two or three check swings last night. Guy did, honestly, less than that. But again, depends on who's arbitrating down the line. Field back to shadows as James delivers and a swing and a miss. And Brock Rodden is out on strikes. So James Gonzalez, who comes on here in inning number four, strikes out the first batter he faces. And Caden Polkovich will be the batter. He bounced out to first baseman Brendan Malone, unassisted his first time up. The left-hander comes set. Polkovich, another switch hitter, ground ball sharply hit to short. Angeles is there. He reveals throws in time. And it's two up and two down. Polkovich bounces out. He has had no fun against the Hounds. He's 1-for-18 in the season series. Here's Victor Labrada. In that first half, again, there was a half game separating Springfield and Arkansas. So basically when Springfield took the field in the last game of the first half, Arkansas had played and lost here that afternoon. Strike to the outside corner, 0-1. So for Springfield, they had a game to play. And at that moment in time, they were in a flat-footed tie with Arkansas. So they win the half. They lose, they are second in a half. After the Travs had had a couple of chances to tuck it away and just, well, didn't get it done. Pitching away from Gonzalez, went just high and tight from James, one ball and one strike. Nobody on, two out in the fourth inning. Travelers lead the Rockhounds by the score of 3-0, all three in the first inning, and Brandon Garcia untouchable so far. Good breaking pitch, finds the heart of the plate, 1-2. Springfield, they've been a little bit the antithesis of what you expect from a Cardinals team. They've really been more about offense than pitching. Chopper toward first again. Brendan Malone will get their way right on the bag for the out. Labrada, again, he is so fast. That actually started to get a little dicey. Man, that kid can run. But James Gonzalez comes in and gets himself a 1-2-3 inning. So we'll go to the top of the fifth. We'll tell you about that very unique trade, maybe the most unique in baseball history, coming up after four. Travelers 3, Rockhounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Left-hander Danny Werchanski is on the pitch. Brendan Malone, excuse me, I was writing, you know, write something down and then say it as you write it. That was, yep, error broadcaster. Brandon Garcia, going near perfect, really was. Faced one batter over the minimum, the only runner to reach, only batter to reach was Junior Perez, and that was a little bouncer to third base. So Garcia almost perfect. And we go to the top half of the fifth, and Danny Werchanski is on, and he'll face Jack Winkler, who has made the one of two sensational defensive plays in this game, takes a called strike. When Werchanski just says, okay, Brandon, that looked good. I'll just do what you did. Werchanski, left-hander. Missing Jack Winkler to lead it off with a fifth swing and a miss. Waved in one a little up and away, 0-2. Shane McGuire and Junior Perez will follow. Werchanski's been outstanding, 19th appearance, fifth out of the bullpen. 2.85 is the ERA. Big deep breath by the lefty. He delivers, and a breaking pitch drops just down low. One ball and two strikes. On top of the fifth. And again, just two elements in this one. A three-run first inning for the Travs, and brilliant pitching. High fly ball left field. That's well struck. On the move is Polkovich, and he will reach up and make the catch on the edge of the track. Deep left field. Winkler with a good swing on 1-2. But ran out of steam. One man down. Again, baseball doesn't get out of here all that often, although we've seen a few in the series. Werchanski, in 85 innings, has given up 67 hits, a 2.11 opponent batting average, 23 walks against 64 strikeouts, so about a 2.5 to 1, almost really 3 to 1 would be, yeah, 3 to 1 ratio, really, to be fair. There's a swing and a miss. Shane McGuire comes up empty, bounced to shortstop his first time up. There was a trade made on this date in Big League Baseball. It involved actually both the big leagues and minor leagues. Brooklyn Dodgers, the general manager, was the great Branch Rickey. And he had his eye on a talented up-and-coming individual. Breaking ball down and away. One ball, one strike. And that individual was with the Atlanta Crackers. Atlanta, for a long time, had a Triple-A team. Here's the 1-1 count to Shane. Bases empty, one away. Breaking pitch away, 2-1. And so to acquire the person he had in mind, in the only trade of its kind in Major League Baseball history, what did the Dodgers get in return for a minor league catcher named Cliff Dapper, by the way, swinging a pop foul out of play? The Dodgers sent Cliff Dapper to the minor league Atlanta Crackers in exchange for a prospect or something. What did the Dodgers get for catcher Cliff Dapper? I will give you three possibilities. Only trade of its kind ever made. You'll never see it again. Pitch called, third strike outside corner. Shane McGuire is the Hounds catcher and has a really good eye about that strike zone. Really good concept of it. He didn't like that. He'll walk away. Seven strikeouts for Travis pitching. Did the Dodgers get a Pullman railway car, a Hammond organ for Ebbets Field, or a broadcaster in a trade for a minor league catcher? Brooklyn Dodgers, Atlanta Crackers. Junior Perez swings, and this is 0-1. Did the Dodgers get a Pullman Railway car? That's a fancy car, by the way. A Hammond organ for Ebbets Field, or a broadcaster? 0-1 stretch. Outside corner, good backdoor pitch, 0-2. Jordan Groshans on deck. Boy, the Travs, I mean, are flat out mowing folks down in this one. 3-0 Arkansas. Berchanski is almost into a crouch to look in for his sign. Left arm dangling at his side. Junior will ask for time. Steps out, takes a swing at what breeze there is. Got a few clouds. Clouds have obscured the sun from time to time. Bright sunlight covering the entire field at this moment. 3-0 Travelers, top of the fifth inning. Setting a big deep breath by Werchanski. 0-2 pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2. Junior has the only hit. He's the only base runner for the Hounds, and that was a ball that barely got to the bag at third. Trav's pitching has been that dominant with 7 strikeouts. Pitch to Junior. Hit back up. That'll deflect off the pitcher. Handle behind the bag at second by Rodden. Throws to first for the out. I think that will go 1-4-3. That was pretty clearly deflected. So, Hounds again in order. And, boy, the Travs absolutely dominant in this ballgame, particularly on the mound. So, to the bottom half of inning number 5 we go. We'll give you our trivia answer, part number 1, when we return. Travelers 3, Rock Hounds nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Jaden Pio will lead off the bottom half of the fifth inning for Arkansas. Blake Rambush, and then back to the top of the order for Harry Ford. Travs with a 3-0 advantage, and Pio waits, and James Gonzalez delivers a strike on the inside half, 0-1. And Gia bounced out. I'm sorry, popped out to second baseman Jack Winkler, a routine play. Harry Ford, who will bat third in this inning. Jack handled baseball. He hit anything but routine. Off-speed pitch away, swung on and missed. Boy, Gonzalez had. And Gia swinging at the breeze on that one. Travs 3, Hounds nothing. All the scoring in the first, and boy, all the rest of this game. From 60 feet 6 inches for the Travs. 0-2 pitch drops low, 1-2. Jake Walkinshaw rebounded really nicely after a 3-run first inning. Again, Travs really didn't knock it all around the yard. Had one really sharply hit ball for sure. That was the Rodden 2-run double. Stretch and pitch by Gonzalez, and that's fought off and fouled off. Sun again obscured, drifting in and out of some cloud banks around us. Oh, that one stays on the inner side of the A-frame roof here and bounces back into the seats. Cameraman retrieves. Oh, gives the baseball to a young guy, and he's got that baseball in his left hand extended high in the air in celebration. Little looper foul. Look out, folks, into the seats. That one comes. Now it's 1-2. Jake Anchia's foul balls here the last couple of swings of the bat have been entertaining. He leads it off in the last half of the fifth inning. Anchia's plate appearance here, and then we'll give you the choices. A swing and a miss. Gonzalez took a little off, I do believe, in a swinging strike three. He gets his second strikeout. Does the left-hander one down. Win the Dodgers. Sent that minor league catcher, is it Cliff Dapper, to the minor league, basically the AAA Atlanta Crackers. They were looking for something in return. What did they get? A Pullman railway car, a Hammond organ for Ebbets Field, or a broadcaster? One-of-a-kind trade. Branch Rickey made it. Pitch up high for a ball. Well, Pullman railway car probably would have, yeah, I don't know that you could trade a minor league catcher for that. That was a fancy thing. Hammond organ for Ebbets Field. That would have been cool. Nope. One time only. I promise. Fly ball left field toward the corner. Fair or foul is the question. And that ball will drift foul and out of play. Blake Rambush with a good swing. The ball tailed foul into the left field corner. No, the Dodgers traded a minor league catcher to the Atlanta Crackers for their broadcaster. Here's the deal. Branch Rickey was the general manager. His broadcaster was the legendary Red Barber. I salute him each night with Good Night Red. That's Red Barber. And Red Barber was ill. He was battling a bleeding ulcer, of all things. Here's the pitch, and that'll drop to the dirt. 2-1 to Rambush. Nobody on, one man down. And Red was going to be sidelined for some time. Now, you're talking about a guy who was, I mean, the head of the class. Red Barber, to my way of thinking, invented this art form that the rest of us are pursuing. He also hired a young guy named Vin Scully at one point. That worked out well. Pitch swung on, chopper out on two hops, charging, making the play as Jack Winkler throws across the body for the out, two men down. Well, he was, Branch Rickey was, aware of Ernie Harwell's work with the Atlanta Crackers. So he traded a minor league catcher, Cliff Dapper, to the Atlanta Crackers in exchange for Ernie Harwell. Let me tell you something, broadcasting, radio, baseball got the better of the deal. He was hired to fill in for Red Barber, stayed with the Dodgers for a while. Ernie broadcast for several teams, but only one in the end that is his legendary status. Fly ball left center field on the run. Brian Buelvas will track that down off the bat of Harry Ford. Fly ball into left center field on the first pitch swing by Harry Ford. And for the second straight inning, James Gonzalez keeping the Hounds hanging around with a 1-2-3 inning. Going to follow that up on the great, boy, person and broadcaster, the great Ernie Harwell. Do that on the other side of our timeout. Totals coming up as well. Through five, Arkansas 3, Rockhounds nothing.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Right-hander Logan Gregg will come on to pitch. One inning for Danny Werchanski. Three up, three down. And boy, that's been the order of the day. Struck out one. Werchanski, I would think, would be the pitcher of record again. Brandon Garcia went the first four. No runs on one infield single. Struck out six, but did not go five innings. So Logan Gregg will be on the mound to face Jordan Groshans. Uribiel Angeles and then back up top for Denzel Clark as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Travelers lead the Hounds 3-0. Three runs on four hits for the Traps. Three of those in the first inning. No runs, one hit for the Rockhounds, one base runner for the Rockhounds, and that was a single that went almost precisely 90 feet up the third base line. Off the bat of Junior Perez, and he beat it out for a base hit. All that being said, Travelers scoring three in the top of the first, or bottom of the first, Brock Rodden with a two-run double. But it's still a three-run game. So first pitch of the inning up high to Jordan Groshans. One ball and no strikes. Jordan flew out to deep center field his first time up. Swings and sends this one toward the left field line. That ball is, that's going to drop for a base hit. That is really similar to Cole Young's base hit, and that is going to be a head first dive in just ahead of the tag. That's a double for Jordan. A hustle double for Jordan Groshans. Hope he's okay. He went into the bag very hard. Gregorio Petit is coming over from the third base coaching box. Jordan slowly getting up. Boy, head first dive. That was great hustle. Gregorio going to hit the protective device that Jordan wears and check on him. Eric Fast is going to come out as well, the Rockhounds athletic trainer. Well, that had to feel awfully good for Jordan. He was 1 for 20 in the series before that swing. But a fly ball that dropped, that's very similar to Cole Young's double back in the first inning. Wasn't hit particularly deep, but it dropped. So that's a leadoff double for Groshans down the left field side. One on, nobody down now. Here is Uriel Angeles. Denzel on deck, top of the order. Fastball and a good one down the middle from the right-hander Logan Gregg in the count 0-1. Uribiel bounced out on a very nice play by second baseman Brock Rodden in the third inning, 0-1. 2-for-11 in the series and with the Rockhounds, but both for extras. Pops this one into shallow center. Well, Rambush going to have to drift back just a step or two, and Jordan Groshans is going to try to come to third base, and that throw is going to be wide, and he will get there. Actually backed up by Logan Gregg, so the Rockhounds get a runner to third base. Fly ball just deep enough to center field to push the runner. So one down in the inning. Good hustle, boy, on both plays there by Jordan to get the second on the fly ball that dropped him to get the third base on the fly ball out off Uribiel's bat. So here's Denzel, runner at third. One man down, sixth inning. 3-0 Travelers. Rockhounds looking to get on the board. Denzel, chopper out towards short, and that's going to get it done. He's going to be out, but he will drive home a run. So the Hounds manufacture one. Denzel's 43rd run batted into the season. Going to give Jordan Groshans, oh, he ought to get about a half an RBI on that. Denzel 0-for-3. By the way, Denzel on base in 22 of his last 23. 0-for-3 in this game, but he bounces that one to shortstop and drives home a run. It's 3-1. Travelers on top. Base is empty. Two out for Brian Buelvas. Mentioning Ernie Harwell. Amazing. If you are at all a fan of baseball on the radio, you're talking about literally, I mean, those are Mount Rushmore guys. Brian takes a called strike 0-1. Of course, my Mount Rushmore would probably have about eight guys on it, but, I mean, Red Barber, legendary. Apparently not the easiest guy in the world to get along with. It's a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Ernie Harwell, quite the opposite, much like Vin Scully. Just an amazing person. Everything that I've heard, seen, read, and talked to folks who knew Ernie, he would eventually become the voice of the Detroit Tigers in 1960. And stayed there till 2002, minus one season in which Bo Schembechler fired him. Pop up right side. This, I think, playable. Drifting toward foul ground. And, nope, it's going to find its way to the screen. Brock Rodden almost ran through the rolled-up tarp to try to get it. Bo Schembechler was part of the Tigers' front office at one point and didn't think that Ernie Harwell was, didn't want to keep him around. A guy named Rick Riz, who was one of the nicest people you ever want to meet, terrific radio man. He was partnered with Dave Niehaus in Seattle for a long time. He's the lead voice for the Mariners now. And Rick actually took the job in Detroit, stepping in for Ernie Harwell, who was fired. Man, no thank you. Swinging foul out of play. Fans lost their minds. The revolt was wonderful. And Ernie was back the next season. And Rick happily went back to the Mariners and has been there ever since. So that's a happy ending all the way around. But Ernie Harwell, absolutely beloved voice of the Detroit Tigers. One of the classiest men ever in a broadcast booth. And a swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. And Brian Wilbos is out. Boy, Jordan Groshans, basically responsible for that run. One run, one hit, double and hustle from Jordan. No errors and nobody left on base. A quick follow-up, by the way, talking about some of my broadcast heroes and some of the best ever. We'll do that coming up. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Travelers 3 and the Rockhounds 1.
Nelson Cruz was a member of the 2004 Rockhounds. He retired last November following a 19-year major league career. In naming Nelson as this year's inductee into our Franchise Hall of Fame, we made the case that he may have fallen just 36 swings shy of Cooperstown. Nelly finished with 464 home runs. Only 28 players have ever hit 500, and 19 of them are in the Hall of Fame. Of the nine who are not, two will be when they become eligible, Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera. The other seven were heavily involved in the PED era. Now, here's some pretty interesting math. When hitting their first big league home run, members of the 500 home run club were an average of 20 years old. Nelly was 25. And when playing in 100 games for the first time in a season, their average age was 21 and a half. Nelly was 28. If Nelson Cruz had been given that full-time chance just a little sooner, he might well have hit 36 more home runs and reached 500, and that, so often, has opened the door to Cooperstown. Nelson Cruz is as good a person as he was a power hitter. He has won, among others, ESPN's Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award and the Roberto Clemente Award, MLB's highest off-the-field honor. All of that thanks to his deep and abiding dedication to his home in the Dominican Republic.
Cole Young, 2 for 2. He'll lead it off here as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. 3-1 the score. James Gonzalez bends one down and away for a ball, 1-0. Cole Young, Hogan Windisch, and Ben Williamson to face the Hounds lefty. James from the stretch. Young waits from the left side, lefty-lefty matchup. Tries to bunt it, but he pushed it foul. One ball and one strike. James Gonzalez, 5-4. 3.84 ERA, very good. 15th appearance, 4th in relief. 67 hits in 70 in the third innings, 27 walks and 62 strikeouts. Almost 2.5-1 the ratio. Opposition hits right about 250 against him. 1-1 stretch, field still in shadows. Sun shielded, pitch, boy, just high. 2 balls and 1 strike. So last half of the sixth inning. Travs lead the Hounds 3-1. Hounds only 2 base hits. Boy, they manufactured their run in this ballgame. Pitch down and away for a ball. So a 3-1 count. Cole Young again, a fly ball, left field line, dropped about a foot or two inside the foul line. Later executed a double steal with Ben Williamson and scored on the rotten double. Pop up, foul back, out of play. Clanked right above us, down into the seats it goes. Place your bets, place your bets. The most entertaining ballpark roof, it has to be. I'm sure there is not a roof that looks like this in the major leagues. There's no way. Breaking pitch lifted high in the air, left center field. Wilbos has a bead on that. Brian looking up into the cloudy, at least partly cloudy skies and hauls it in. One man down in the sixth. If I may, on the great Ernie Harwell. It was really kind of cool this week. Again, marked the anniversary of his first big league game being traded for a minor league catcher by the Dodgers to fill in for the legendary Red Barber, the later equally, perhaps, legendary Ernie Harwell, swinging a foul straight back. So he did his first major league game, anniversary of it, this week, 1948. And I believe it was yesterday's date in 1981. I think Ernie Harwell was pretty good. He became the fifth honoree inducted into the Hall of Fame as the winner of the Ford C. Frick Award, and that is for broadcast excellence. the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, good off-speed pitch, 0-2. The first four winners, by the way, Red Barber, Mel Allen, they went in at the same time. A guy named Bob Elson, who was one of the greats. Russ Hodges, as one of the legendary calls, the winner after Ernie. Pitch up high for a ball. Vin Scully. Folks, that's a pretty impressive list. Six broadcasters. Ernie Harwell described himself upon his entrance into the hall. There's a swing pop up. And going to get to the screen. Boy, Shane couldn't quite get to that. A little frustrated. Didn't get very high in the air. It dropped in front of the screen on the dirt. One ball, two strikes to Ben Williamson. Nobody on. One man down. Bottom of the sixth. Hogan Windisch, excuse me. That's twice I've tried to look past Hogan in this game. He's 0 for 2, an RBI and a bounce out. And then a tremendous play by Uribiel Angeles on a pop-up in the shallow left center over the shoulder catch by the shortstop. He swings and misses here. Off-speed pitch away. James Gonzalez has three strikeouts in his first 2 2/3. And all three, I think, have come on that same pitch up and away off-speed. His induction into the hall, Ernie Harwell, this will tell you a lot about him. He described himself as a tongue-tied kid from Georgia. One of the most things I loved about Vin Scully, the eloquence with which he described baseball and still got the essence of the game. I mean, he was one of a kind. Pitcher called strike to Ben Williamson. But that also was Ernie Harwell. It was also, I think, Jack Buck. And so there was just a certain eloquence about them that amazing. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. You know, if you were a fan of baseball on the radio, it's a pretty cool week. And the fact that Ernie Harwell and Red Barber are forever tied together, that's remarkable. Ground ball sharply hit it short. Angeles makes the play at the shoe. Tops, throws it out. Three up, three down. James Gonzalez has been outstanding. He has faced nine and he has retired nine. Hounds chipped away in the top of this inning. So a game that Arkansas has basically controlled throughout, but it is just a two-run game. To the top of the seventh we go. Travs 3, Hounds 1.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Trav's going one inning at a time out of the bullpen. Left-hander Peyton Alford is on the pitch, and he will face Henry Volke to lead it off. 3-1 Travelers. Big swing and a miss. Henry 0 for 2, both against starter Brandon Garcia, who was sensational. A couple of strikeouts for Henry. 0-1 in the count here against Alford. Boy, and he has been lights out in the bullpen. Swinging a foul back. 0-2, the quick 0-2 count to Henry. Brennan Malone and Jack Winkler to follow in the Hounds' seventh inning. Top of the stretch inning. Alford 3-1 with a 2.21 ERA in 31 games. Five saves and six chances. 19 hits in 40 2/3 innings. That's tough to hit. Backdoor pitch is just wide. One ball and two strikes. Opposition hitting 143 against him. 17 walks, 40 strikeouts, 2.5-1 ratio. Left-hander with a stretch and pitch, backdoor again, and again just wide, 2-2. Trav's got three in the first. Rockhounds scored in the sixth inning. Really getting on the board. Henry waits from the right side. 2-2 pitch from the left-hander. Fouled away. And stays 2-2. Henry with his third home run of the season last night. He had his second home run of the season for the Hounds two nights ago. Going yesterday is absolutely huge in a 5-1 Hounds win. Trav's looking to win the series outright. Pitch by Alford up high, ball three. Mentioned earlier, Hounds took 4 out of 6 at Momentum Bank Ballpark when the teams met a few weeks ago, and Trav's trying to basically return the favor in this one. Stretch and pitch, and that ball hit out towards shortstop. That'll be handled by Cole Young. Throw to first is just in time for the out. That's a good at-bat, though. Alford is obviously really tough to hit. And Henry got down 0-2, ran it full, fouled one away, and put it in play. That's not intended, by the way, to sugarcoat. That's just simply put. Again, that's a guy who is next to impossible to hit. Strikes out a good number of batters, about a batter per inning. So Henry, solid AB, bounces out. Here's Brendan Malone, first pitch swing. Fly ball center field, Rambush right there. Waits, and he's got it. Two men down. 6 people noticed that. Fly ball to center field, into the center fielder's glove, and 6 people applauded. Okay, maybe 8. Two men down. Here's Jack Winkler. 0-for-2 at the plate. Man, what a play he made defensively. Right-handed hitter. Mentioned has the orange batting gloves going today. Jack takes. High strike on the outside edge. 0-1. Hit the ball well his last time, basically to the track in left field. You really do have to knock the stuffing out of it to get it out of this yard. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss on a good off-speed delivery, 0-2. What wind there is now is blowing inward, so this ballpark will be even a little larger. .330 down the lines, .400 to straightaway center, pitch up and away. It's 1-2 from Alford. And for whatever the reason, and the players talk about it a lot, the ball does not jump off the bat in this ballpark the way it does in others. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2 now to Jack Winkler. And that being said, baseball's the likes of which Jeremy Ironman hit a few nights ago and Ryan Buelvoss hit a couple of nights ago. Going to get out of, what's the old line that's out of any park other than Yellowstone? Here's the 2-2. It's fouled away. Good protective swing. Jack hangs in at 2 balls, 2 strikes. On the top of the stretch inning, Trav's lead it 3-1. The 2-2 pitch to Winkler and a bouncing ball foul. Boy, got a piece of that, just chopped it foul. Still 2-2, much like Henry Bolte got down in the count 0-2. He's run it back even at 2-2. Nobody on and 2 men down. Alford fidgeting with the baseball as he gets set. He delivers and a chopper out toward third. That'll be handled by Williamson, and his throw, almost as always, right on the money. Really good defender. So the Hounds go in order against Peyton Alford in the top half of the seventh inning. Boy, this one, other than that first inning, has really been the way the first 3 games unfolded in this series. So we are bound for the bottom half of the seventh. A little non-Googleable coming up for you. Seventh inning stretch, last time around in this series. And to take me out to the ballgame time, the Travelers lead the Rockhounds 3-1.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
James Gonzalez back to the mound, and he will face 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Brock Rodden, Caden Polkovich, and Victor Labrada here in the seventh. This is absolutely one of my favorites. Love when the anniversary of this one comes up. Non-Googleable trivia from Bud Light. On this date, 1908. Now, I know that's a million years ago. However, it was a major league game. You don't know who the Superbas are. Well, some of you do. The Superbas, that would be the Dodgers. But they were known as the Superbas at that time. We're playing the Cardinals. So the Dodgers and the Cardinals, at that time it was the Brooklyn Superbas and the St. Louis Cardinals, major league game that went 9 innings. Okay, so no, we're not tricking you here. Called strike to Brock Rodden, 0-1. Rodden was the first batter that Gonzalez faced when he entered the ball game. In the fourth inning, Jake Walkinshaw got the start. 0-1 delivery from the lefty and a bunt attempt, and he dropped down a beauty. Gonzalez makes the play and then throws it away. So that'll be a single compounded by an error. Well, that's just a great bunt. So, base hit for Rodden on the bunt. He won on James Gonzalez. That's just a really good bunt. Man, a bunt can absolutely wreak havoc. Now, Gregorio is out and asking something, and I don't think this will take long, but don't know if he thinks maybe there was something. That's not really an argument. That was clearly just a question. Don't know if he felt that the base runner maybe interfered with Brendan Malone's ability to make that catch. I don't think so, though. I'll ask G on Tuesday or tomorrow being an off day. But a runner in scoring position, so a bunt single is all against Gonzalez. An infield single was in against Brandon Garcia. Backdoor pitch wide for a ball to Caden Polkovich. He's 0-2, but Travs here, a chance to get that lead back to 3 or more. They had a 3-0 lead after the bottom of the first inning. Polkovich waits, 1-0 count. Pitch by James right down the chute. Fastball strike, 1-1. Okay, it's the Dodgers and the Cardinals. 1908, major league game. Yeah, the Dodgers won the game. I'm sorry, the Cardinals did. They shut out the Dodgers, the Superbas, 3-0. 9-inning game, major league baseball game. Swing and a miss, 1-2. It's played at a place called Washington Park. That was actually before Ebbets Field was built. But it's a big league ball game. Played 9 innings. Cardinals 3, Dodgers nothing. Between 1 and 12, how many baseballs did they use to play the entire game? Big league baseball game, 9 innings, 3-0. Cardinals over the Dodgers. Between 1 and 12, how many baseballs did they use? 1-2 pitch sails high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. We'll give you this Caden Polkovich plate appearance, depending on how long he stretches it. Non-Googleable trivia from Bud Light. Two count, one on, nobody out, but single compounded by an error and a bouncing ball foul. Count stays 2-2 to Polkovich. Caden is a switch hitter batting from the right side against James Gonzalez. 2-11 in 59 games with the Travs. Victor Labrada, the speedster on deck. Bottom of the seventh inning, Travelers 3, Rockhounds 1. Gonzalez comes set, peers over the shoulder, a long look at the runner at second base, still looking at him, now turns, comes to the plate, delivers outside for a ball. Full count, 3-2, first base open. Polkovich asking for time, and steps back in. Brock Rodden is the base runner, does run well. Rockhounds shading the right-handed hitter, Polkovic, up the middle. Stretch boy pickoff play at second. Man, that was close. Polkovic at the plate, and Rodden broke off the bag a little bit. 3-2. First base is open, so he does not have to run. But, you know, got a little antsy off the bag, and Gonzalez threw behind him a little bit low. It was nicely handled by Jack Winkler. 3-2, set by the lefty. Runner takes the lead. He's running. 3-2 pitches swung on. Sent in the air to center field. Brian Belvas the catch. Here's the throw to second base. They got him. Double play. 8-4 double play. Hello, how are you? Fly ball to center field. And again, Rodden was running. And he is thrown out. So the bunt single and the error wiped away just that quickly. Well, Voss's throw, a long throw, of course, but it's there in time. So base is empty. Two down for Victor Labrada. You never know if that play will turn out to be big. Pitch misses inside for a ball. Trivia answer I love is one of my all-time favorites. Cardinals shutting out the team that is now the Dodgers. Big league game, 9 innings, 1908, between 1 and 12. How many baseballs did they use to play the game? Bouncer sharply hit the first handle by Brendan Malone to get to the bag for the out. I can't fill you in with details because I have none. The answer is 1. They played a 9-inning Major League Baseball game. On this date, the Cardinals shut out the Dodgers, the then Superbas, now Dodgers, in 9 innings. And according to baseball history and nationalpastime.com, they used 1 baseball to do it. Uno. I don't get it. We'll go to the 8th. Travelers 3, Rockhounds 1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Travs continue the pattern. They go to the bullpen for the fourth consecutive inning. Luis Curbelo will come on to pitch. And he will face Shane McGuire, Junior Perez, and Jordan Groshans in a 3-1 ball game. Travelers scored all three of their runs in the first inning. Hounds were absolutely handcuffed by a brilliant start by Brandon Garcia. But they scored in the sixth inning against Logan Gregg. Got a 1-2-3 inning out of Peyton Alford. Again, that's no surprise. He has been that good out of the bullpen. So pitcher of record is Danny Werchanski, who pitched a scoreless fifth. Garcia going four innings, not eligible for the decision. Rockhounds one run on two hits, one error. And the Travelers have three runs on five hits and no errors. Called strike to Shane McGuire in the top half of the eighth inning. Underway. Shane 0 for 2 with a bounce out to shortstop, and he struck out looking his last time, although he did not care for the call, if I recall. Backdoor pitch foul back. Count is 0-2. So 3-5-0 for the Travelers. They have left one man on base. Also had a caught stealing in the 8-4 double play. Stretch and pitch by Curbelo is outside for a ball. 1-2 to Shane. Rockhounds one run, two hits, one error, and one man left. These teams, remember, they set an all-time Texas League record during their series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Played an 9-inning game, rather, and neither team left a man on base. Never happened in 136 years of the Texas League. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. And Shane out on strikes. So Curbelo with the strikeout. 9 strikeouts for Travs, pitching one down in the eighth. And here is Junior Perez, 1-2. And the Hounds' first base hit was just a ball that was just chopped up the third base line. And it went down for an infield single for Junior. Right-handed hitter. Nobody on and one man down in the eighth. Pitch. One called strike just at the knees on the outside corner. Well, I mean, that pitch, you cannot spot it any better than that. 0-1 to Perez. Breaking ball is fouled back in the count 0-2. By the way, on our trivia, I have actually looked. I think at one time I found online an article that kind of related to, again, how few baseballs they used to use, but a major league game played with one baseball. And NationalPastime.com, now look, I'm not saying they're infallible. After all, they are on the Internet. And contrary to that great commercial a few years ago, yeah, you can put stuff that isn't true on the Internet. But NationalPastime.com is a legit website. Pitch drops to the dirt, 1-2. I mean, they do their diligence, I do believe. That would be due diligence, thank you. Baseball game played with one baseball. Means you retrieve every foul ball. I mean, what if one gets out onto Broadway behind you? But that's what the history books say. And, boy, they used to play them with very few baseballs. A swing and a miss, and Junior out on strikes. So Curbelo back-to-back whiffs here in the eighth inning. That's 10 strikeouts now for the Trabs. Here's Jordan Groshans, 1-for-2. Boy, just great hustle his last time up. Sent a fly ball toward the left field corner, not overly deep. It dropped, much like Cole Young's double back in the first. But Young's double was really down the line. It was only fair by a foot or two. This one was clearly fair, but Jordan turned it into a double. He then moved to third on a fly ball to not overly deep center field off the bat of Angeles and scored on Denzel Clark's bounce out. He takes it down and away for a ball, 1-0, and man, that's manufacturing a run, which the Hounds did. That coming in the sixth inning. Trav scored all three of theirs in the first. Brock Rodden, the difference in this game, a two-run double. Groshans waits, good breaking pitch that just drops low. Two balls and no strikes to count. I did not see that. That ball was in the dirt, and it was blocked. And Jake Anchia stood up, the catcher, so he was between my line of sight and the baseball, and then Jordan started to get out of the box, and we're trying to figure out what in the world was going on. Pitch called strike at the knees, 2-1. I mean, the catcher and the batter both start walking toward the mound. Well, they were both going to go and pick up the ball. The ball had bounced to the plate, blocked by Anchia, and it ended up out in front of the plate. Delivery by Curbelo is lifted high in the air to right field. That's well struck, going back with room, I think, and there to make the catch is Labrada. Yep, again, the baseball just doesn't carry a whole bunch here. Opposite field drive by Jordan runs out of steam, and Rockhounds again go in order. Boy, this is so much like the first three games of this series, just not much offense to be had. To the last of the eighth we go. And the Travelers leading the Rockhounds at the finale of this six-game series, 3-1.
The list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Travelers will send Jake and Chia to the plate. James Gonzalez out for his fifth inning of work. Lefty will face 8-9 and 1 in the order. Jake and Chia, Blake Rambush, and back up top for Harry Ford. Delivery swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch away, and Chia waved at it. Jake has popped to second and struck out in two trips. And Trav scored three runs in the first inning. Two batters up, first two scored. Pitch, and that'll find the inside corner, 1-0-2, rather. No balls, two strikes. Two runs scoring in that three-run first inning on the double by Brock Rodden, and that is the difference now in the ballgame. Jordan Groshans really responsible for the Rockhounds' run in the sixth inning. 0-2 stretch and pitch, and this is fouled straight back. Well, that was coming this way. Down stays 0-2. Hounds and Frisco Rough Riders, Tuesday evening, 6:30, first of a six-game series. Possible playoff matchup. It was referred to, not by myself, but by someone else as the likely matchup. I don't know that I'd use that word just yet. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-2. Frisco's ticket is punched. Hounds are battling the Riders. As long as it's the Hounds and Frisco battling for the second-half pennant, that would be the playoff matchup. But San Antonio's still there, and Amarillo's hanging around. Here's the one ball, two strike stretch and pitch. Good backdoor hook for a called third strike. He got him. Jake and Chia out looking. What a good breaking pitch by James Gonzalez. Four strikeouts for the lefty. Blake Rambush. Bounced out to shortstop. Good play by both Angeles and Malone at short and first, respectively. And bounced out to Jack Winkler at second, his second time up. Two middle infielders for the Hounds. Angeles, making a brilliant catch in left center field. Good breaking pitch. Rambo showed bunt, drew the bat back, takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Rubiel made an over-the-shoulder catch. Really, I thought, from my perspective, looked like the least likely of the three guys chasing the ball to make the catch, but make it he did. Fastball has popped up. Right side foul ground. Brendan Malone hustling. James Gonzalez hustling. Well, that ball out of play. James goes two steps down the Arkansas dugout. Well, James, a big kid. Man, he was hustling. Oh, you love that. Don't want him to hurt himself, of course. He went down the dugout steps a step or two. I don't know who the coach is again. Christian Colon is the Travelers manager. He is away from the team on his mandatory break this weekend. A couple of the field staff guys are wearing windbreakers, so don't know who that was, but I'm guessing he got out of the way. Here's the 0-2 from Gonzalez, down and in, 1-2. Then the other brilliant, absolutely brilliant play came against Harry Ford, who was on deck. That was the ground ball to the right side that Jack Winkler made a tremendous play on in shallow right field. And Harry Ford is flat out fast. There's a swing and a foul tip. Boy, Rambush, I think, really fooled by that pitch completely. Just kind of waved at it, but he got a piece of it. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the eighth inning. In the Rockhounds' ninth. And then there is, I think, activity in the bullpen for Arkansas. It'll be 9-1-2 in the order. Uribiel, Angeles, Denzel Clark, and Brian Weldas. 1-2 pitch misses well down and away. Two balls, two strikes. So Rockhounds and Frisco next week, six-game series. The Riders, who have been sensational at home, 35-15. They are on a 12-game road trip. They'll play at San Antonio this evening. Pitch down and away for a ball. Now, the Missions actually play at Frisco one more time. I'm sure they're thrilled about that. The Missions are 2-15 against Frisco on the season. They are 1-12 at home. Stretching, pitching a chopper toward third. In between hop, Jordan Groshen stays with it. Got to unload in a hurry, and he did. And he got him by a half step. It was a good play. Had to wait for that ball a little bit. Good at that by Rambush. He got down 0-2, ran it full, and narrowly missed an infield single. Nicely handled by Jordan. Two down for Harry Ford. But I would imagine the Missions may just go ahead and hire a brass band or a high school marching band and hold a small parade or a ceremony when the Riders leave town. Boy, 18 games between the two teams when that matchup is over tonight. Good breaking pitch called strike to Harry Ford. This is 13 of the 18 that would have been played at Nelson Wolf. I might be exaggerating, yeah, you think? Here's the stretch and pitch. Wolf for a ball, one ball, one strike. They had a rain out in Frisco that was made up at San Antonio, so 18 games in, it will be 13 at San Antonio and 5 of them at Frisco. So the Riders are only 11-1 at Frisco, at San Antonio. Pitch outside for a ball, it's 2-only, 11-1. Again, had some tempers flaring during that series this week. And a little bit of that last time the Riders were at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Little looper out towards short. Angeles back pedals, and Uribio makes the catch for the boy, James Gonzalez. Are you kidding me? Five innings, a bunt single, and that was wiped away on a double play. He goes five innings, bases the minimum, gives up a bunt single, no walks, and four strikeouts. Keeps his team in the game, that's for certain. Travs will go to the bullpen. We go to the top half of the ninth inning, but man, as we do. Tip of the cap to the big left-hander, James Gonzalez, absolutely outstanding. After eight, Travelers 3, Rockdowns 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Well, degree of difficulty is very high. Rockhounds will face Troy Taylor, and he has been brilliant. Both at high A and double A. He's an outstanding prospect relief pitcher for the Mariners. Bases Uribe Alangale's first pitch swing, big high hopper, handled at third by Williamson. Throw to first and one man down. So Uribe jumping on the first pitch, but it was handled by Williamson. That outstanding glove at third base. And quickly one down for Denzel. Troy Taylor is next to, absolutely is next to automatic, as close to it as you find in the Texas League. 27th appearance, he is a 1.30 ERA, 13 out of 14 in saves. Fires a fastball, strike of the knees, outside corner. Denzel 0 for 3 with an RBI. Taylor has given up 13 hits in 28 innings, including the out here. 9 walks, 27 strikeouts. 0-1 pitch, hit in the air right center field. On the move, Labrada. He's got it. Two men down. Fly ball right center field, but the Hounds now down to their last out. The Travs look like they will kind of return the favor. These teams meeting twice, and if one more out is recorded here with no damage done, each team will have won 4 out of 6 at home. Boy, pitching and defense in 4 out of the 6 games of this series. This will be the fourth game in which the Hounds scored just one run. Called strike outside corner. Boy, they really manufactured that. Brian Welbos, the batter, 0 for 3. Brian, a little on-base streak he'd like to continue, but 0 for 3, 2 outs, top of the ninth inning. Play kicked by Taylor, and this pitch is fouled back out of play, and it's just that quickly, 0-2. So the Travs, a strikeout away. Boy, just a dominating day on the mound. Really, both teams have pitched extremely well. The stretch in the 0-2. Called third strike, and the ball game's over. And Brian Welbos didn't like it. I think Brian has a point on that particular pitch. But let's face it, it's been a tremendous day for the Travs on the mound. That's not meant as a gripe, just an observation. That really did look a little low in a way. But, you know, you try to work the AB. But he's out on strikes, and boy, the Travelers, absolutely terrific pitching in this game. 3 runs in the first inning, and that turns out to be enough. Boy, and again, James Gonzalez, my goodness, how good was he as the second of the piggyback starters. 5 scoreless, a bunt single, minimum batter's face, and 4 strikeouts. So, what tremendous pitching and defense in this game. James had an error, but it was quickly wiped away on an 8-4 double play. So, it was the only error in this ballgame. Really good defense throughout most of this series. Travelers win the game 3-1, win the series 4-2. Tip of the cap to the Travs for their victory. Big word of thanks to my friend Stephen Davis next door for all of his hospitality here. And we'll give you totals in just a couple of moments right after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rock Hounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Travelers 3 and the Rock Hounds 1 as this one goes into the books. A 4-2 series win for the Travs. I do believe things have been posted as final. Yep, for the Rockhounds, just 2 hits in this ballgame. We're going to hit a couple. Aha, actually saw him deliver this time. See, he is so sneaky, could work for the CIA, sneaking in this box score. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Finally saw him bring the box run. The last 3 nights, the box score has just appeared. It's like the door never opened behind me. Oh, goodness. 1-2-1 for the Rockhounds. It was largely that kind of series. Arkansas, 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors. And the Travs, I was trying to find the other base hit. That's right, a little flare to left center field. They had a Baltimore chop, a lazy fly ball that simply dropped down the line, one hit deep at all, a flare single to left, and a bunt. So, I mean, Jake Walkinshaw pitched better than 3 runs in that first inning. We'll tell you, he gave up 3 runs in 3 innings overall when all was said and done. But he pitched really well. James Gonzalez was absolutely tremendous. And Travs really start to finish off the charts, led by Brandon Garcia. 4 near-perfect innings. All he gave up was a bunt single and struck out 6. So 1-2-1. For the Hounds, 3-5-0 for Arkansas. Danny Werchanski is the winner, 6-5 with a 2.83 ERA. Jake Walkinshaw takes the loss. He's 1-1, 4.50 ERA. Troy Taylor, who has been automatic pretty much, 14 out of 15 in saves, will get that number 14 in this game. Time of the ball game is 1:56. Woo! All hail the pitch clock. On getaway day, by the way, 3,576 watching it. So the Rockhounds will go 2-4. They don't lose very many series, but they do drop this one as they will fall in 4 out of 6. Let me see if I can climb a cheat note really quickly on that. The Rockhounds on this season are now 12-5-2 in series, but they will fall in this one to the Travelers. Travs are now 53-48 on the year, 17-16 in the second half, hanging around in the north. The Rockhounds will go to 60-42 on the season, and 20-13 in the second half. So at this point, a half game behind Frisco, pending the outcome of the final meeting of that six-game series between the Riders and the San Antonio Missions at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. We'll take this time out. We'll come back, wrap up this game and this series, pack the bags, and head for home when Rockhounds Radio continues in just a moment.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
I do believe we have one of the aforementioned Thursday is coming up. Only 3 homestands remain beginning Tuesday. Hounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. And it's a, well, it's a good matchup. Again, top 2 teams overall in the Texas League. And they will go at it again for 6 games beginning Tuesday at Rocky Town. Well, this ball game, a 3-run first inning, does it for Arkansas, and that is, of course, thanks in large part to just brilliant pitching all the way through. Rockhounds, in 4 of the 6 games in this series, scored exactly 1 run, and that is, as a team that is one of the top 4 in all of AA baseball in runs per game. They average a little better than 5, but not much during this series. Scored 4 in the loss, 7-4 on Friday. Scored 5 in last night's 5-1 win, but 1 run in the first 3 games, and here today in the finale. Again, Jake Walkinshaw pitched well. Both the pitching in this game was just outstanding. There were only 7 hits, and really only 2 or 3 of them were really hard-hit baseballs. Harry Ford started the bottom of the first inning with a Baltimore chop. He reached base, and a little bouncer was actually fielded by Jake Walkinshaw. Only went about, oh, maybe 75 feet, something like that, at the third baseline. Now, Cole Young got a double, but much like Jordan Groshen's double, it was just a fly ball that dropped. Cole Young's double was just off the foul line and nowhere near the warning track. It simply was well placed. It was just a lazy fly ball that dropped for a double. That set the table with second and third in the first inning. Hogan Windisch with an RBI bounce out. Ben Williamson walked. Brock Rodden then drilled a double down the right field line. That was the hardest hit ball, the most clean of the base hits, or the most hard hit base hit in the ball game, and it drove in 2, and that is the difference in the ball game. The only other hits, again, that's 3 hits in the first inning. A little flare single by Cole Young to left center field. That was really kind of a duck snort, and then the bunt single by Brock Rodden, and that's all the Travelers got. So really 1 hard hit base hit. Hounds only had 2. One of them was the swinging by a little mini Baltimore chop by Junior Perez in the third, and then Jordan Groshans, and that was a fly ball that just eluded, was out of the reach of Polkovich, the left fielder. Jordan hustled that into a double. So in terms of really hard hit base hits out of seven, really only one in this game. Other than that, it was pitching and defense. Jordan Groshans gets a tip of the cap. Hustle double in the sixth inning. Hustles the third on Uribiel Angeles' fly ball to center field, just deep enough that Jordan hustled to third, then scored on Denzel Clark's bounce out. And James Gonzalez, again, you have to say it again, five innings, one bunt single. That was the only hit, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts, five outstanding innings for James Gonzalez. The box score drops his ERA down to 3.58. But the Travelers on top, 3-1 as this one wraps up. We'll look forward to seeing you at Momentum Bank Ballpark beginning Tuesday for the six-game set between the Hounds and the Rough Riders. Mentioned the Thirsty Thursday. Of course, we've got a great giveaway, football-style jerseys coming up. Fireworks on Saturday of next week. So great stuff at Rocky Town and a high-profile series in the Texas League to boot. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at North Little Rock, Arkansas, where the Travs win this one by the final score of 3-1. And until Tuesday, back home at Rocky Town, we'll say so long, Red. That's Red Barber. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends, from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.